Today on the 1 Minute Mortgage Show, I want to talk a little bit about low down payment options for getting into one of the best loans, which is a conventional loan. Conventional loans have two outlets. It's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Underneath these government-sponsored entities, we can do something called a Fannie Mae 3% down loan. We can do Home Possible and Home Ready. These are just low down payment options. Some of the differences are between each product, slightly differences in rate. You also have to, a couple of them, you have to be a first-time home buyer, which is nothing more than somebody who has not owned a home in the last 3 years. A couple of them are capped at how much total income you can make. So there's different reasons we put somebody in maybe a Home Possible versus a Fannie Mae 3% down program. We try to analyze the best options to save you and your family the most money on a monthly mortgage payment perspective. But just know, you don't need 20% down to buy a home. Put down as little as 3% going with a conventional loan. Now, with these programs, the maximum a seller can help you with is 3% if you're putting down 3%. Now, these 3% products, you can get into a single family home, a townhome, or a villa. You can also possibly get into a condo, depending on how healthy the condo's books are. You can also use one of these programs with the Florida Down Payment Assistance Program or MCC Tax Credit. Florida Down Payment Assistance Program is $7,500. They'll allow you to put down as little as 3%. $7,500 could be partially used for that down payment requirement. If you get the seller to eat the majority of your closing cost, example, on a $200,000 home, closing cost may be $7,000 or $8,000. You get the seller to eat 3 or 4% of the closing, you get the seller to eat 3% of the closing cost, that's $6,000. You may only have a couple thousand due the day of closing, getting into a $200,000 home. MCC tax credit, this allows a lender to use more income to qualify for a loan. Example, what it is it's a program that will take a tax deduction that you're gonna be paying on the home and allowing us as a lender to use $166 a month to qualify for a slightly more home. And so it allows us to partner up with some of these other programs to get you into more home with still low down payment options. So again, you guys, you don't have to put it a big chunk down to buy a house. Again, if you want to avoid PMI, it is still best to put down 20%, but you don't need it. A lot of parents, a lot of grandparents say you have to have 20% down. Not true. You can get into a home with as little as 3%. This has been today's 1 Minute Mortgage Show.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.